This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, which is the definitive perfect Christmas gift for the Bible students in your life. Your spouse, your Bible study, your Sunday school teacher, your pastor, your kids, goodness, even yourself. EasyBibleNamesGuide.com. Check it out. Thanks. Welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 595. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. If this is your first time here, welcome. I hope you like what you hear. If you've been around for a while, I'm glad to see you again. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we read the Old Testament. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's the New Testament. Today, we'll complete the book of Micah by reading chapters 4 through 7 from the Contemporary English Version. After today, there are just 16 more episodes remaining before we complete the Bible. Let's get started. Micah chapter 4. In the future, the mountain with the Lord's temple will be the highest of all. It will reach above the hills, and every nation will rush to it. People of many nations will come and say, "Let's go up to the mountain of the Lord God of Jacob and worship in his temple. The Lord will teach us his law from Jerusalem, and we will obey him. He will settle arguments between the distant and powerful nations. They will pound their swords and their spears into rakes and shovels. They will never again make war or attack one another. Everyone will find rest beneath their own fig trees or grapevines, and they will live in peace. This is a solemn promise of the Lord All-Powerful. Others may follow their gods, but we will always follow the Lord our God." The Lord said, "At that time I will gather my people, the lame and the outcasts, and all others into whose lives I have brought sorrow. Then the lame and the outcasts will belong to my people and become a strong nation. I, the Lord, will rule them from Mount Zion forever. Mount Zion and Jerusalem, guardian of my people, you will rule again. Jerusalem, why are you crying? Don't you have a king? Are your advisors gone? Are you suffering like a woman in childbirth? Keep on groaning with pain, you people of Jerusalem. If you escape from your city to the countryside, you will still be taken as prisoners to Babylonia. But later, I will rescue you from your enemies. Zion, because of your sins, you are surrounded by many nations who say, 'We can hardly wait to see you disgraced.' But they don't know that I, the Lord, have gathered them here to grind them like grain. Smash them to pieces, Zion. I'll let you be like a bull with iron horns and bronze hooves. Crush those nations and bring their wealth to me, the Lord of the earth." Micah chapter 5. Jerusalem, enemy troops have surrounded you. They have struck Israel's ruler in the face with a stick. Bethlehem Ephrath, you are one of the smallest towns in the nation of Judah, but the Lord will choose one of your people to rule the nation, someone whose family goes back to ancient times. The Lord will abandon Israel only until this ruler is born and the rest of his family returns to Israel. Like a shepherd taking care of his sheep, this ruler will lead and care for his people by the power and glorious name of the Lord his God. His people will live securely, and the whole earth will know his true greatness because he will bring peace. Let Assyria attack our country and our palaces. We will counterattack, led by a number of rulers whose strong army will defeat the nation of Assyria. Yes, our leaders will rescue us if those Assyrians dare to invade our land. A few of Jacob's descendants survived and are scattered among the nations, but the Lord will let them cover the earth like dew and rain that refreshes the soil. At present they are scattered, but later they will attack as though they were fierce lions pouncing on sheep. Their enemies will be torn to shreds with no one to save them. They will be helpless, completely destroyed. The Lord said, "At that time I will wipe out your cavalry and chariots, as well as your cities and your fortresses. I will stop you from telling fortunes and practicing witchcraft. You will no longer worship the idols or stone images you have made. I will destroy them, together with the sacred poles and even your towns. I will become furious and take revenge on the nations that refuse to obey me." Micah chapter 6. The Lord said to his people, "Come and present your case to the hills and mountains. Israel, I am bringing charges against you. I call upon the mountains and the earth's firm foundation to be my witnesses. My people, have I wronged you in any way at all? Please tell me. I rescued you from Egypt where you were slaves. I sent Moses, Aaron, and Miriam to be your leaders. Don't forget the evil plans of King Balak of Moab, or what Balaam, son of Beor, said to him. Remember how I, the Lord, saved you many times on your way from Acacia to Gilgal. What offering should I bring when I bow down to worship the Lord God Most High? Should I try to please Him by sacrificing calves a year old? Will thousands of sheep or rivers of olive oil make God satisfied with me? Should I sacrifice to the Lord my firstborn child as payment for my terrible sins? The Lord God has told us what is right and what He demands. See that justice is done. Let mercy be your first concern, and humbly obey your God. I am the Lord, and you are wise to respect my power to punish. So listen to my message for the city of Jerusalem. You store up stolen treasures and use dishonest scales. But I, the Lord, will punish you for cheating with weights and with measures. You rich people are violent, and everyone tells lies. Because of your sins, I will wound you and leave you ruined and defenseless. You will eat, but still be hungry. You will store up goods, but lose everything. I, the Lord, will let it all be captured in war. You won't harvest what you plant, or use the oil from your olive trees, or drink the wine from grapes you grow. Jerusalem, this will happen because you followed the sinful example of Kings Omri and Ahab. Now I will destroy you and your property. Then the people of every nation will make fun and insult you. Micah chapter 7. I feel so empty inside, like someone starving for grapes or figs after the vines and trees have all been picked clean. No one is loyal to God. No one does it right. Everyone is brutal and eager to deceive everyone else. People cooperate to commit crime. Judges and leaders demand bribes, and rulers cheat in court. The most honest of them is worse than a thorn patch. Your doom has come. Lookouts sound the warning, and everyone panics. Don't trust anyone, not even your best friend, and be careful what you say to the one you love. Sons refuse to respect their own fathers. Daughters rebel against their own mothers, and daughters-in-law despise their mothers-in-law. Your family is now your enemy, but I trust the Lord God to save me, and I will wait for Him to answer my prayer. My enemies, don't be glad because of my troubles. I may have fallen, but I will get up. I may be sitting in the dark, but the Lord is my light. I have sinned against the Lord, and so I must endure His anger until He comes to my defense. But I know that I will see Him making things right for me and leading me to the light. You, my enemies, said, "The Lord God is helpless." Now each of you will be disgraced and put to shame. I will see you trampled like mud in the street. Towns of Judah, the day is coming when your walls will be rebuilt and your boundaries enlarged. People will flock to you from Assyria and Egypt, from Babylonia and everywhere else. Those nations will suffer disaster because of what they did. Lead your people, Lord. Come and be our shepherd. Grasslands surround us, but we live in a forest. So lead us to Bashan and Gilead, and let us find pasture as we did long ago. I, the Lord, will work miracles, just as I did when I led you out of Egypt. Nations will see this and be ashamed because of their helpless armies. They will be in shock, unable to hear, because of their fear of me, your Lord and God. Then they will come trembling, crawling out of their fortresses like insects or snakes, lapping up the dust. Our God, no one is like you. We are all that is left of your chosen people, and you freely forgive our sin and guilt. You won't stay angry forever. You're glad to have pity and be pleased to be merciful. You will trample on our sins and throw them in the sea. You will keep your word and be faithful to Jacob and to Abraham, as you promised our ancestors many years ago. Thanksgiving is behind us now, and Christmas is right around the corner. See, there's the glow of the Christmas lights just down the street. But you still have time to order copies of Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide in time to have them under the tree for your favorite people. Bible study leader, Sunday school teacher, pastor, anyone who loves God's Word. It can be frustrating and/or embarrassing to try to read one of those long Bible names and not know how to say it. Some of the shorter names are even mispronounced quite often. Give the gift of confidence with Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. When they know how to say those difficult names, they'll thank you for thinking of them and giving this book, EasyBibleNamesGuide.com. You'll find a link there to order real, hold them in your hands, paper and ink copies for everyone on your list. Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide at EasyBibleNamesGuide.com. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. Well, chapter 4 began with the words, in the future. Some of the prophecies Micah wrote about have been fulfilled already, and some are yet to be. Verse 1 says, in the future, the mountain with the Lord's temple will be the highest of all. It will reach above the hills, and every nation will rush to it. In a figurative sense, of course, the mountain with the Lord's temple could be considered the highest of all with the coming of Messiah, and there are believers in every nation. But I believe that the temple will be rebuilt during the millennial reign of Christ, and there will be a more literal fulfillment then. Chapter 5, verse 2 through 5 is a prophecy of the coming Messiah. Bethlehem is named, and the fact that the Savior would come from a family with a long history. Obviously, we know that Jesus' lineage was traced back to King David, and that was prophesied in other books of the Bible. And that, of course, is because God promised David that the Messiah would come from his line and would establish a kingdom that would last forever. And then chapter 7, verses 14 and 15 encapsulate the relationship that God really wants with his people and with you and with me. Micah prays in verse 14, lead your people, Lord, come and be our shepherd. And in verse 15, God answers. He says, I, the Lord, will work miracles just as I did when I led you out of Egypt. What greater miracle is there than a loving, merciful, righteous, and holy God choosing to leave the glories of heaven to live as a man among the wretched and fallen creation that has been so crippled by sin, to live a perfect and sinless life with the knowledge that he would be despised, rejected, beaten, broken, and hanged on a cross as the sacrifice for the very people who sent him to that cross, only to have life enter his body once again on the third day, and then, miracle of miracles, freely offer salvation from sin to anyone who believes. There is no greater miracle. Lead your people, Lord. Come and be our shepherd. What are your thoughts? Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.